KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies here in Atlantic. It's 55 degrees. We look for it to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high around 81. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Well, trials have been scheduled now for all three people charged with arson accused of burning a covered Iowa bridge that was featured in the novel, The Bridges of Madison County. The bridge destroyed April 15th near Winterset also was featured in the 1995 movie adaptation. Court records said Tuesday that 19-year-old Olivia Bergman is scheduled to go to trial August 29th in Winterset. 18-year-old Joel Davis is scheduled to begin trial on September 26th. The record also says 17-year-old Alexander Michael Hoff is scheduled to go on trial August 29th, but he's trying to move his trial out of Madison County, citing pretrial publicity. His attorney has filed notice that the boy will use intoxication and diminished capacity in his defense argument. Officials of the Atlantic Police Department report three people were arrested and two accidents were investigated over the past week. On Saturday, 32-year-old Gary Richter of Atlantic was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. On July 29th, 42-year-old Brandon Shadden of Atlantic was arrested for interference with official acts. And on July 30th, 27-year-old Justin Jacobs of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for probation violation. All three were booked into the Cass County jail. Atlantic police said also there were two non-injury accidents last Friday. First happened at around 11:15 a.m. at 6th and Chestnut, where vehicles driven by Carol Smith of Atlantic and Twyla Christensen of Wyota collided, causing a total of $7,250 damage. Officials said that Smith had failed to yield to Christensen's vehicle. No citations were issued, according to the report. The second accident happened around 5 p.m. Friday near 13th and Chestnut at Atlantic. Authorities said Tyler Johnston of Atlantic was pulling into a private driveway when his vehicle struck a parked vehicle owned by Michael Anderson of Atlantic. Damage from that mishap amounted to $2,000. The Creston Police Department says 55-year-old Rodney Earl Bell of Creston was arrested late Monday evening at Mill and Oak Streets. Bell was taken into custody on charges of public intoxication, second offense, and possession of a controlled substance. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Police in Glenwood yesterday said they had arrested two people over the past week. 20-year-old Justice Wylage of Omaha was arrested on a Mills County warrant for possession of marijuana. Wylage was being held in the Mills County Jail on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. And 34-year-old Clarence McNelly of Glenwood was arrested on a Pottawatomie County warrant for probation violation. He was being held in the Mills County Jail on $10,000 cash or surety bond. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported that numerous arrests had taken place over the past few days. Authorities say 18-year-old Ross Allen Fisher of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 5:15 a.m. Monday for OWI first offense. Fisher was taken into custody after a sheriff's deputy was called to a Casey store in Crescent at around 4:45 a.m. for a report of a man down with an unknown problem. While en route to the scene, the deputy was informed that a male subject appeared to be sleeping in a red truck at one of the gas pumps. The deputy arrived on the scene and walked up to the driver's side window. He observed a man who appeared to be asleep in the driver's seat. The man was startled awake when the deputy tapped on the window. After opening the door, the deputy noticed a strong odor of alcohol. He asked Fisher if he knew where he was, to which he replied that he thought he was at the Casey store in Trainer. The sheriff's office reports also 37-year-old Veronica Gonzalez Carmona, a transient, and a passenger in her car, 35-year-old Jimenez Giovanni of Corona, New York, were arrested for possession of narcotics with the intent to deliver. The pair were taken into custody after a deputy stopped the car they were in for speeding on Interstate 80 near Council Bluffs. Carmona was issued a warning for speeding, but during a consent search of the vehicle, authorities found nearly 25 pounds of heroin. Friday afternoon, Pott County deputies arrested 31-year-old Corey Andrew Stevens of Oakland for attempted theft in the fifth degree and trespassing. That was after authorities had received a call about a prowler near a home in rural Macedonia off a Pioneer Trail. The woman told authorities her brother Andrew was on the property looking through windows of the residence. And Friday evening, 39-year-old Damon Carl Stacy of Oakland was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia after a sheriff's deputy stopped a vehicle that had temporary plates. After receiving consent to search the vehicle, the deputy discovered the passenger, Stacy, was in possession of a controlled substance, a clear plastic baggie with 4.3 grams of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. That includes colored glass smoking pipes. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on August 3rd of 33-year-old Grant Wilkin from Las Vegas, Nevada. Wilkin was turned over to Shelby County by deputies from Crawford County at around 1 a.m. Thursday on a warrant for a controlled substance violation, which carries a $50,000 bond. Wilkin was also charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a contraband inside a secure facility. He remained in the Shelby County Jail until posting bond Sunday. Also, 40-year-old Ryan Nicholas Schwery of Persia was arrested last Thursday afternoon on a probation violation warrant. Schwery was being held in the Shelby County Jail on a $7,500 bond pending a court appearance. The Mills County Sheriff's Office says that three people were transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs following a single vehicle accident Sunday afternoon on Interstate 29. Authorities say a 1997 Jeep driven by 26-year-old Samantha Bradley of Omaha was northbound on I-29 at around 4:20 p.m. when she fell asleep at the wheel near the Bellevue, Nebraska exit. The Jeep went out of control and crashed. A male passenger in the SUV suffered minor injuries to his hand and knee, and a small child in the back seat had possible unknown injuries. Bradley and her passengers were transported to the hospital by Glenwood Rescue to be checked out. Authorities say that Bradley would be issued a citation for failure to maintain control. Three people were arrested on separate charges Saturday in Mills County. The sheriff's office, 26-year-old Casey Rounds of Council Bluffs, was arrested at around 3:30 a.m. He faces charges that include possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Bond was set at $2,300. Bradley Scott Wonder of Malvern was arrested at around 8:35 a.m. Saturday for domestic abuse, assault, and false imprisonment. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. And 26-year-old Derek Edward Rodwell of Glenwood was arrested at around 10 a.m. Saturday on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County. His bond was set at $4,000. Elsewhere in the news, Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports city elections will take place on November 7th. Nomination petitions for a city office must now be filed with the county auditor and not the city clerk's office. The first day to file papers for city elections will be August 28th. The last day is September 21st. While your nomination petitions, you obtain an original nomination petition and candidate's guide from the county auditor, city clerk, or online from the Iowa Secretary of State's office. You then obtain the nomination signatures of the required number of eligible electors of a city or a ward, as the case may be. The guide will list the number of signatures that are required. In Cass County, the number of signatures required is 10 for all positions, except the Atlantic at-large council position, for which a minimum of 15 signatures is required. A person may sign nomination petitions for more than one candidate for the same office. You then need to attach a notarized affidavit acknowledging the candidate's eligibility and file the petition with the county auditor before 5 p.m. on September 21st. Each candidate who successfully files a completed nomination petition is thereby assured a place on the ballot. In Cass County, the following offices will appear on the ballots for the respective cities on November 7th. In Oneida, three at-large council seats, four-year terms. The incumbents include Mark Harris, Wade Jessen, and Dennis Zimmerman. In Atlantic, mayor, four-year term. The current incumbent is David Jones. Council Ward 2, four-year term. Incumbent is Kathy Summers. Council Ward 5, the incumbent is Richard Cassidy. Council at large, incumbent Gerald Brink. And there are two Atlantic Park and Rec Board, six-year terms that begin November 16th. The incumbents are Jolene Smith and Mary Strong. In Cumberland, there's a two-year term for mayor that'll be up for grabs, the incumbent Virginia Coughlin, and three at-large council seats. They include incumbents Terry Clinton Reinecke, Gary Cooper, and Mike Martin. In Griswold, the mayor's term is up for this year, and that includes incumbent Jeb Beck and two at-large council seats, incumbents Barry Moore and Jared Wyman. In Lewis, two at-large council seats are on the ballot, including incumbents Ryan Archibald, appointee, and Marilyn Mundorf. And one at-large council to fill a vacancy term ending for 4 years in January 2020. The appointee there was Ryan Lockwood. In Marnie, the mayor's term is up for election, and that is currently held by Randall Baxter. Also five at-large council seats for 2 years. The incumbents there include Alan Cranston, Kyle Fredrickson, Lori Holste, Michael Jensen, and Angela Redler. In Messina, the mayor's term is up, and that is held by incumbent Linda Reinecke. Also two at-large council seats, with incumbents being Jackson Bissell and Doug Van Tyker. And finally, in Wyota, the mayor term is up again, and that includes incumbent Ford Lillard. Also three at-large council seats. Incumbents are Catherine Havens, Jeff Lillard, and Deanna Spry. That is a check of our news on KJAN, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.